Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Sunday, week 5 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, Now the Hour Has Come. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
On the surface of it, there is an apparent non sequitur in today's reading. Why should the fact that some Greeks have turned up wanting to see Jesus cause him to say, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified? What is it about the Greeks? It relates to an earlier reading. There, Jesus reflects on his imminent suffering and death, where he would be raised like the bronze serpent in the desert, held aloft so that anyone bitten could look on it and be saved. By being physically held aloft, raised on the cross, Jesus becomes the one upon whom anyone can look for salvation. Anyone. Now the Greeks have arrived, and Jesus takes this as the sign that God's plan of salvation for all is being fulfilled. The Greeks represent us all, the non-Jewish people included in God's plan to restore all things in Christ. So Jesus, upon hearing of the arrival of the Greeks, says, The hour has come.
Putting the word into practice.
Of course, this raises the obvious and perennial question, why did Jesus have to die to fulfill God's plan? To understand this, we must be prepared to acknowledge the central problem human beings have regarding God. It begins by noting the obvious. We are not God. However, we often choose to act in ways that, on some level, indicate that we believe we are God. By this, we mean every time we do something selfish, destructive, or harmful, we implicitly state that who we are and what we want is paramount. We often state that we are the center of the universe without realizing it. We behave as if we are God. This is not real. You may be pretty special, but you are not the center of the universe. God is. This tendency to usurp God leaves humanity in the difficult position of being in unreality concerning who we are and completely unable to do anything about it by ourselves. God is the only one who can rescue us from the delusion we all reside in. Enter Jesus, the only way God could assist humanity to bridge the gulf between our unreality and the reality that only God expresses was by becoming human and restoring our connection to that which is true, good, and beautiful. God needed to act in a human being capable of living in such a way that he did not manifest any of the futility of sin and unreality. The self-preoccupation of humanity could only be negated by the complete selflessness of a human being prepared to give his very self to God. And so, Jesus needed to die. Jesus needed to take on our death so that we can take on his life.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.